Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Taos of Baltimore. We're Baltimore Positive. It is a beautiful spring weekend here in Baltimore, Maryland. Luke will be at the ballpark checking out all things baseball. Orioles trying to get right after winning a couple games against the Yankees. And of course, a little horse race going on in Kentucky this weekend as well. I'm going to welcome in John Martin. It's been a couple of weeks since John's joined us here for Executive Director of the Maryland Lottery. I was giving these away on Wednesday at Coco's. We have Back to the Future. Had a big crowd on Wednesday over at Coco's. Jamie Costello stopped by. Senator Corey McRae joined me. Howard Perlow stopped by to talk about the Maryland Party. And even Rasig came by with a few digs for the Orioles and the Ravens as well. John, it's been a couple of weeks. I'd like to say that you were so busy out trying to find all the money to pay for all the home runs that the Orioles were hitting in home run riches. I don't know what happened, but the baseball thing, we need more home runs. I need to cost you more money. When Mountcastle hit one the other night and was smiling, I'm like, that cost John Martin and Maryland Lottery a little bit of money.
It did. It did. It's not really gone as the locals would have hoped, has it?
It has not gone to plan, is what I would say.
No,
Yes,
no,
never
no,
does.
no,
Never
no,
does.
no. But we do have the vault fully stocked. We are more than willing to hand out cash prizes
Even
for
Grand
the.
Slams? You'll even do that?
So far there's been one, if my memory serves, and
Jackson
unfortunately my
Holliday.
memory serves very well because of the opponent that day.
Cleveland Guardians.
Yes, it
How
was.
are they
Yes,
doing? I haven't checked lately.
and they're limping along.
Yeah.
They're a 500 team, so they're a little bit above 500 now.
Oh, what would I give to be a 500 team right now? Win some
Yeah.
games. I mean,
Yep. Yep.
baseball is fun, and you guys have made it more fun with home run riches. And if we do hit more grand slams, it does cost you a lot more money.
It does. It does. And people go to mdlottery.com if they're not familiar with what we're talking about. We talk about it on a weekly basis during the season. We have a wonderful promotion with the Baltimore Orioles and Major League Baseball, and that for our $5 fast play home run riches ticket, if you purchase that ticket at any one of our 4,300 retailers around the state, and we hope that you enjoy that time and you maybe have the cash winning. But if you don't, you can enter that ticket into a second chance drawing, whether it's a winner or not, into our second chance drawing. And we select every month a player of the game for the entire month's schedule. And just for being selected player of the game, you win $500 for every home run hit by the Orioles in that game. It's $500 more. And should that be a grand slam, it's $5,000. So far, I believe this may not have
Well,
last night's
opening
game.
day, people got rich. Whoever was opening day, they hit
Yeah.
six that day. That was nice. The Grand Slam, always, it's kind of like when I played wiffle ball in Rob DeBase's backyard. You hit it off the backboard through the basket. It's like 10 Grand Slams. You get more money for it. So I do like you adopting those kinds of things, but we have not hit enough home runs. We even moved the wall back in. So in
Yeah.
May, we have, I always know one of these people somehow, some way, because they're all
Well,
Oriole fans.
let's look at a teaser. Here are the month of May. Of course, today is an off day. But coming up for the big hey, see if you can put a hurt on the Kansas City Royals. I know they're kind of about 500, but we could use them
Gotta
to
stop
get.
Bobby Witt's hitting streak is all we need
Yeah.
to do.
Yeah. So Stephen Gray from Cumberland, Maryland, you're leading off on the first Kansas City game as our contestant of the game. You already won $500, and hopefully there'll be a few more coming your way. Patricia Newman of Hamilton, Maryland. And I don't know that I know where Hamilton, Maryland is. Do you?
I know where Hamilton in Baltimore City is, but I don't know about Hamilton, Maryland. Maybe it's just Hamilton like in Baltimore City. I don't know.
I don't
Maybe.
know.
I'm gonna look that up.
That may be our mystery city. Every once in a while we find one like that. And wrapping up the Kansas City series, Richard Turner from Lothian, Maryland. So those are the next three people on deck for the home run riches contest of the game.
If you Google Hamilton, it comes up Baltimore City in the Hamilton that I know and love, right down the road from where I was doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. Coco's right
There
up
you
the road
go.
from there. So
There you
John Martin
go.
is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland lottery and game. Sports-wise, Home Run Riches is here, and we'll talk about sports gaming and all of that as well. But the horse races this week, and then our horse races 2 weeks from now. This is a big time, and whenever I'm in Costas, specifically Costas, they always have one television dedicated to racetracks, and there's always someone playing it because it's so weirdly AI, sort of, uniquely. It looks like a real horse race when you watch,
You
but
are
this time of
there.
year, what's that?
You are there.
You
You're
are
right in the
there.
race.
Well, I feel like that. I mean, I do look up and sometimes it catches me. And I'm like, oh, that's John's game in the Maryland Lottery. But I always see people playing. You offer extra incentives this month because it's a horse racing month. Let's be honest.
We have a lot of fun with this, and we have done this I'm going to guess 10 plus years. During the Triple Crown, beginning in May, I believe today was probably the kickoff of it, May 1st, as we speak. But we have a promotion that's our 6 for $5. You get $6 of value for a $5 purchase, and you have some fun with watching the horses as simulated races. And we do that throughout the spring season, the Triple Crown. So clearly, there's a lot of excitement this time of year, horse racing, and not only with the Derby this weekend, but obviously the Preakness and the Belmont. So people enjoy it. We enjoy doing it, and hopefully, there'll be some big winners along the way.
I do not have a Preakness hat yet, so I have to look into that. We've had fun with the scratch-off games right now. I held some monopolies up for a little while. I never gave any of these out because I was too busy giving out the Magic Eights and the Back to the Futures. But you have some things going on with the Monopoly game that sort of extended, and this really gets into what I taught someone to do at Coco's on Wednesday, which is download the app, use the scanner. Enter the second chances. There's all of these progressive things that you don't even know exist sometimes as a player, that if you just do it, you become involved in it. And maybe Doug Lloyd knocks on the door and says, here's $100,000 or something like that, because things are going on right now, especially with this Monopoly game.
We have a lot of interest over the years in developing, cultivating our loyalty program. It's called My Lottery Rewards, and it gives you a chance to submit your tickets, whether they be scratch-off tickets or draw game tickets, into your account, and you accumulate either tickets for prize drawings or for opportunities to be selected in a second chance. Most notably, our Ravens second chance contest that occurs every season. But we're having some fun with Monopoly. We have a second chance rolling jackpot, and right now, as we speak, it's over $100,000. And hurry up, because the deadline to enter this current rolling cash jackpot, let me check my deadline, is the 5th of May. Cinco de Mayo.
It's a good
So
day.
get your entries in, and hopefully you'll be one of $5,000 cash winners. But more hopeful that you will be that rolling cash jackpot winner. Right now it's just over $100,000. I don't know what it'll be by the time Cinco de Mayo comes around, but go to mdlottery.com. You'll see the accumulation, the progression roll through on the screen. So hopefully, if it's something that you fancy the Monopoly game and you have a non-winning ticket, enter it into your account, and hopefully you'll be a second chance winner.
Now, you know, as the resident Gen X or Y, whatever Gen I am, Pac-Man, Back to the Future. You know how excited I get about some Game of Thrones was not my thing. I was a little younger than me, I think. But when you have these games and they come out, Let's Make a Deal is out now. Last week I chatted with Seth about the Whammy and Pressure Luck. But we've had a lot of fun. When I hand somebody a Back to the Future ticket, they know this logo, they know this movie, they know what it is. Let's Make a Deal for me, however, that opens a whole other door of me dressing wacky and door number two and the donkey behind door number three and like all of that stuff. I love Monty Hall. I must say this
God rest
as
his
my own
soul.
game show host that I am. I love Monty Hall.
Yes. Boy, that is a standard, right? I mean, and most people listening to us, if they are listening to us still at this point, probably have no recollection of Monty
See, he
Hall. I mean,
always knew where the donkey was behind the door. So when he was out there, he was gaming you a little bit, which made it even more fun.
it was, you know, and I'm sure you could look it up. Not now, because we're in the middle of a broadcast here. But when the wackiness started, because you know when it started, people didn't come dressed as sandwiches
It was just
or
a
bathroom bubble.
regular game show at
It was
one
a
point.
regular show, and then I don't know what happened, that somehow somebody did it, and it boy, did it just go crazy from that point on.
People love Halloween. They do. I mean, people love cosplay, dressing up, whether it's Disney. I was at Disney World a couple weeks ago. People love putting on that thing. But like when it's open-minded with Let's Make a Deal, to your point, people dressed as sandwiches. People got really, really creative at Let's Make a Deal.
Well, and you know what else they love? They love winning. So go to the mdlottery.com website nearest to you, and check out our second chance contest. You may win a VIP trip to Hollywood to actually see a taping of the Let's Make a Deal show. So lots of
Well,
fun
that's the
options
fun.
there.
That is
Oh, yeah.
that's like Roquan Smith bringing you cheesecake in the Ravens comp.
Yep.
This is like you win a trip, you go to LA, you go to Hollywood, and you get to figure out, are we going to break out an old Halloween costume? Are we going to do something fun? That's the best part of it. So, I mean, you really do the branding part of lottery games is always interesting to me. I know you're rolling out 26 and thinking about these things and what you'll do next year, but when they come out, they really are interesting, fun, polished promotions in that way.
Well, we certainly look at it because, again, generationally, there are a number of us who recall things like this fondly, which is why things like Back to the Future and Monopoly and Let's Make a Deal and Press Your Luck, those things resonate. People go back to an earlier, simpler time, and they remember where they were then, and maybe some just memories along the way. So we always, every year, when we look at our product plan, we look for things that can engage players that may reflect back on something, whether it's a and I'll give you a tease, or maybe more things coming. Wink, wink.
Wink Martindale just died last week. Don't wink at me like that, because we got
No,
to.
did he really?
Yeah, we lost Wink last week. I thought you were going to give me like we're going to have a tic-tac-toe or something, coming down the
Oh, I
line,
didn't see. I've been out a little bit, so I've been out of touch here.
Well,
So
I mean, we're all
I
getting
lost that.
older, you know what I
Wow.
mean? So, I mean, but yeah, when you winked at me, I'm like, is he game showing me? What is he doing to me?
No, I did not know that.
All
Oh
right.
my. All right.
Well, not
Condolences to
Wink
the Wink
Martindale, the
Martindale.
football coach, the real Wink Martindale. Yeah, you
Right,
know, that Wink
right,
Martindale,
right.
yes.
The original, the
Yeah.
OG, as the kids say.
Yes, absolutely. And you know,
And
the thing about your Let's Make a Deal thing that disappoints me a little bit is that if I pick the donkey, I don't get that awful music that they would play when you would, wah, 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 you know, like that. Like the loser sound was always terrible in Let's Make a Deal.
That is. Hey, let me give you something else you can think about, because we talk about these great things. People also like to maybe create their own adventure. And so if you are a My Lottery Rewards member, and we hope that you are, we are now have a special promotion where you get to pick your own prize package, your own vacation destination from three different options. Nestor, play along with me if you
Let's go.
can.
Let's see if I've been to these three places. Yeah, give it
Option
to
number
me. Wink, John Martindale. Go ahead. That's pretty
Okay.
good. That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. Option number one, Marco Island Resort
I've
Vacation.
never been to Marco Island. I've heard lovely things about it. There's blue water. I think Jimmy Connors was from there. So yes, I Marco
Oh,
Island,
man.
yes.
3 nights, 4 days at the 4-star JW Marriott Marco Island Beach Resort with all the fun things around it.
Right there
Golf.
on the Gulf of America.
Yeah, don't do that to me here. Yes, that's option number one. Option number two, New Orleans.
Been
New
there.
Orleans Adventure.
That's a good
At
town.
the have you stayed at the Hotel Monteleone?
I have been by the Hotel Monteleone.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know that I have. Maybe I haven't, I just didn't know that it was.
It's lovely.
But wonderful, wonderful. And these are all for
I can't
a
afford it, so I have to win this contest if I'm going to
well,
do this.
for a winner and guest. So these are all things, and you get some of the local culture. You can go to a evening jazz cruise, dinner jazz cruise, New Orleans food and history tour, Cajun country swamp, boat adventure. Lots of things that give you the local flavor.
Well, that river cruise, I hope it's on the Natchez because that's the boat we had 12 years ago when the Ravens went out. And
Whoa.
I made a little plan last year for the Natchez and things, Mark
Yeah.
Andrews and all those things happened. But yeah, New
Where's your
Orleans
wah,
is,
wah, wah?
well, I
That's the
mean, there's
thing.
no wah, wah, wah about New Orleans. Anytime you go, it's a good
No.
time. I've had friends down there
Absolutely.
last week. People
Absolutely.
were having a good time. So we have Marco Island, never been. New Orleans, been there, but it's not a beach. Go ahead, next.
Okay. The New York City experience, as we're calling it.
Hey, I love New York. Let's go.
Staying at the Marquis Hotel, Marriott Marquis in
I have
beautiful
stayed there. I
Times
have.
Square.
Yes. Revolving rooftop restaurant. It's lovely.
So those are three options, and players can enter into the contest between now and July 1st. So you have plenty of time to get your entries in. You need 50 draw points from your My Lottery Rewards account to be equal one entry. But you get your choice. And they're all relatively about the same prize value. It just depends. Do you want to go to the beach? Do you want to go to
Yes.
a little bit of culture in New Orleans? Or do you want to go to everything that New York City has to offer? So
I go to New
people have
York
some fun.
anytime, so like the don't act like that is the donkey door. The New York's
No.
great. A lot
No.
of people don't go to New York. I had a friend there yesterday seeing George Clooney on stage doing the whole thing. So I'm big into it. John Martin is here. He's giving away the dream. The Maryland Lottery dream is there. I'm dreaming of Back to the Future scratch-offs. Next Wednesday, we will be in White Marsh for the very first time. We're going to be at Red Brick Station doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I had a crab melt at Coco's the other day. I got to throw this to you because I know you want to talk responsible gaming and you have some other information. We got events going on in spring. I'm in Coco's on Wednesday. Marcella came by to do the show and she made this delicious crab melt. We had a whole big thing about the Burke's crab melt. And she said to me, "You know, there was a $5 million scratch off. We did this on the air. $5 million scratch off right at the Safeway, right up the street." She says, "I didn't know about it." She said, "My mom would have bought $50 scratch off tickets. They didn't have that such a thing back then." And I'm thinking, all right, so a little piece of our education here is working in some way when there's a winner in the middle of Lauraville. There are scratch-off tickets where you can win $5 million. And everybody on the set was like, "I didn't know there was such a thing."
They had all gone to mdlottery.com and looked at our lineup of scratch-offs. They would see that we have currently two $50 games in the market, one called $5 million Cash, and they're called $5 million Fortune. Guess what the top prize is on those tickets?
$5 million.
There you go. Bingo.
All right.
Winner,
That,
winner.
just for the record, whatever the taxes are, I'd pay it. Whatever would get me to Wailea. I'm telling you right now.
Well,
I told friends, I said to Rasig, if I hit it, then you'll get a text from me from 808. That's the Hawaii area code. So that's what I told them. That's my dream right now. That's what I want to do.
But please, whatever you do, we hope people play responsibly. And one of the things we've been fortunate enough to do, because responsible gaming is first and foremost in all that we do, we have just been recognized by a couple national organizations for our responsible gaming efforts. And previously, we had been part of a group called the World Lottery Association, the WLA, which looks at lotteries, it's in the name, all over the world. And we had achieved the highest level of responsible gaming programming from that jurisdiction. And we were very honored with that. And we have now applied for and received this week certification from another group, which is the National Council on Problem Gambling, NCPG, in concert with the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries, our trade association, NASPL. And we have been awarded our sustaining member, the highest level in that organization. We have a very strong and committed team, and I'm very proud to represent them and very proud of the work that they do. And that's everything from initial game concept and design, making sure our advertising is appropriate, and that we're not catering to vulnerable populations like underage or people with comorbidities that clearly have addictive behavior traits, and manage all we can with people like Mary Drexler, who we've had on our show here, from the Center of Excellence, and coordinate with other responsible gaming state agencies to make sure there's an awareness and that there are resources available. So all these things come to bear, and we are very, very pleased and proud. These typically are handed out in 3-year terms, if you will. So we will be back for recertification again later on in 2027.
Well, I mean, in our time together, 5 years, like since before COVID, sports wagering's come on, and it was incumbent upon every jurisdiction that's going to make this happen. I mean, you know, I sit here and talk about it all day about referees deciding whether you win a bet or umpires deciding whether you win or lose a bet, and how different it is when you play these different kinds of games of chance, as well as casino games. Everybody can look up odds on blackjack at the tables and all the other things that's so important when you are gambling your money in an effort to try to win. Everybody wants to win. You want to win more money. You want to put a dollar in and get 100 out, right? But I do think that there's a point for our state and all of the adult conversations you and I have had from Governor Hogan and Governor Moore, all the way through this week, talking about the budgets. And I had Senator Cory Macrae on, said, "We're trying to get more money for Baltimore, more money for the state. What's going on with federal? What's going on with the bridge? What's going on with Kerwin?" And that is part of how the lottery all kind of came together to create a better Maryland and do this through a gaming program, but also putting in guardrails and safeties because this can be an addictive behavior. We talk about it all the time. And I tell you, for me, being on the air every day, not just once a week in a segment with you, I talk about it all the time. Just be careful with all of this because it really is new here. It's something in the last couple of years from the ability to, even when I was watching the Oriole game the other night, I'm sitting at Coco's and somebody said, somebody's going to hit a home run right now. And I'm like, the fact that you can pull out your phone and wager on that right that moment is something that I don't have that pull as a baseball fan to do that, but it is there every minute of every day. And I think in rolling it out the last 3, 4 years, it's very clear in your messaging that you want people to be careful. And I always say, be careful.
What I'm going to say next does not represent Maryland Lottery. Is my own personal disclaimer. My legal team makes sure I do this. The opinions expressed by John Martin are his only and do not reflect anyone else with common sense. The Maryland Lottery and Gaming Control Agency exists for one purpose, and that's to generate revenue for the state of Maryland. A lot of times, people think that we exist so they can win money. That's not the reason. We're here to generate revenue. We're here to generate revenue responsibly and with controls and guardrails in place so that our hope and intent is that most people use discretionary income. They view it as an entertainment option and not as a financial gain. That's a very difficult message to get out there and reinforce across the state of Maryland, as it is in every jurisdiction. That participates in these activities. So you're right. I mean, you look at the lottery, which we run, you look at the sports wagering and casino gaming, which we regulate, and other ancillary things like bingo halls and varieties of other things that people part with their money. And that message needs to be reinforced. We never rest. It is first and foremost in everything we do. Because people need to be educated. They need to understand. They need to be aware for the reasons you just articulated. Everyone comes to the lottery every year wanting money to support state programs. Now, it's a proverbial goose that laid the golden egg, kind of a syndrome. It's difficult to continue that trend. And especially now, and not to turn this thing all around, but we are in unprecedented financial times. And I know every person feels that way and has for the last 1,000 years. But no, I mean it this time. This is different this time. And so it's not a political affiliation thing. It's just the reality of who we are and the world we're living in now.
And funding our world, and the lottery is part of
Absolutely.
funding that in Maryland in all sorts of ways.
I tell our people and they're this close to just running me out on a rail. That say, hey, if the governor, my boss, thought that we could make more money doing car washes and bake sales, we would be doing that. But it is a revenue generator, but it has to be done responsibly, and it has to be done with education and awareness and making sure that people don't get out over their skis on this, that they're doing the things they can. And that's that. At its best, it works okay. At its worst, boy, man, it can really get upside down for people. I just was at a meeting yesterday and heard a heartbreaking story of people who are in recovery. And anybody who thinks that we have fun all the time and let's make a deal and think, yeah, we do. But boy, there's the other side of that. That people who are truly wrestling with addictive behaviors and I don't care whether the addiction is opiates or alcohol or gaming or whatever. The symptoms are the same, and they are devastating. And they are ways that people who can come out of that are truly doing heroic things. And I applaud their efforts first for recognizing they have problems, getting the help they need. And if we can help that part of it, the recovery part, then boy, this is all worth it. This is all very much worth it.
Well, I mean, you have all of the couple thousand retailers around the state where you could buy a lottery ticket. In my day, you had to go to the racetrack. I had Howard Perlow on talking about his dad loving the horses and being and then there was the street and the black market of gambling and all that the bookmaker salad and all that. I would always say, as from my perspective and being a spokesperson and running the ads and trying to educate people long form in these conversations, it's way safer. It's way more on the up and up than it used to be, that if you do want to gamble on sports, this is available. But it's also when I think of the things you could gamble on and the instantaneous gratification you can get, there is the line that we walk. And you guys were awarded and rewarded with certificates. And I at least appreciate you educating me on all of this. And when I do bring Mary on, talking about, the other side of this and just being careful with our audience, because I think we all know people that have an addictive behavior in some way, and just keep lives together here. John Martin is here. He's executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Game. Spring events. Last week, I found out about that Westminster wine thing, and my kid and his wife went. So tell me somewhere I should go this weekend, John.
Are you kidding me? You did not know about Westminster? I apologize. That wasn't my reason to keep that from you. I thought you were
Well, I like
already.
when you give me events, and I'm like, oh, I forgot that that festival was going on, and Gail will be over spinning the wheel and you can win things. But I see your people around town because I do circulate in that. We are getting into sort of festivals, events, getting outside a little bit. It's a lovely time of the year when it's 80 degrees every day.
I am searching. I am searching. I don't see. Let me get my
We were
May.
at the we were at the Oriole game on Wednesday night. I know that. You do Oriole games, you're all sorts of places.
And I'm remiss. I don't have my May activities
All
here, but
right. Well, you know
we'll have
what?
that next time.
I'll get that off the calendar at mdlottery.com. I know you have to scoot. I appreciate the candor and the outspokenness on the part that we talk about it in March Madness. We talk about it Super Bowl week. I think it's a message we can give all the time. And certainly the racetracks promotions out there, if you like the horse racing this weekend, put a hat on, get a dress, and enjoy the Kentucky Derby. John Martin is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. You can come see me next Wednesday in White. There's the event. That's it. Maryland Crab Cake Tour Wednesday in White Marsh. We're going to be at Red Brick Station. I told Bill Blocker 30 years ago, I went in there, I was Budweiser sponsored. And I wanted to get like a labeled beer, Budweiser, Bud Light. They were my sponsor. He said, "No, we make our own beer." And I'm like, "Good luck with this place. I mean, how's this ever going to catch on?" 30 years later, I'll be having a blueberry ale at Red Brick Station on Wednesday. I'll be giving away the Back to the Future scratch offs. Luke is at the ballpark. We're doing sports. We're doing horse racing. I've done a lot of sort of interesting community stuff this week. We'll be doing more of that on Wednesday on the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore Positive.